is over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We're celebrating our first Holy Communions this weekend here at Christ the King and our other Masses. Most first Holy Communion celebrations are scheduled during Easter, which we celebrate for 8 weeks, because it's the most important moment in history for us. Easter reminds us how Jesus' teachings from God were rejected by the religious leaders of his day, and that the Romans nailed him to the cross and killed him. He looked like a failure. It looked like Satan had defeated God's plan to save us through Jesus. But then what did God the Father do? To Satan, he said, "Nyeh, nyeh, nyeh, nyeh." To those priests and scribes and Romans who rejected Jesus, he said, "Nyeh, nyeh, nyeh, nyeh." As he does throughout the Bible, God the Father shouts, "Surprise!" Just when we think we know how the story is going to end, he turns things upside down and gives us a surprise ending. He raises Jesus from the dead. He raises him up in glory, completely vindicating him. Jesus' resurrection conquers sin and death, redeems us for God, and saves us for eternal life. Satan is defeated. The bad shepherds leading Israel at the time are defeated. The pagan Roman Empire will be defeated. God's plan to save us for eternal life in his kingdom through Jesus still triumphs. God wins. When we receive Holy Communion every weekend, we receive this risen Jesus. He becomes part of us. In all the troubles we experience as adults, the risen Jesus is with us to support us. He's felt all of our emotions. He knows rejection and fear and pain. And he shows us they'll pass away. They're only for a while. Out of our terrible tragedies, God makes tremendous good. This is the Good Shepherd weekend of Easter. The oldest image of Jesus from the first century is a rough painting of him as the Good Shepherd. Clearly, when Jesus gave us this example of himself as the Good Shepherd in today's gospel, it was very powerful for those first Christians, and it has been ever since. Last year, understood as I am. There, with all my sins and limitations, I know the certainty that I am chosen and loved. In today's gospel, Jesus promises us his continued care and protection. He will be our shepherd, the guardian of our souls. He seeks only our good, even when it doesn't look like it to us. He wants only what's best for us. He will protect us from harm and faithfully guide us to the abundant new life that he wants to give us. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, leads us with guidance and care, even when we face danger, fear, insults, put-downs, ridicule, rejection. He is there to protect us from the wolves and the wildness that surround us. We can follow him safely around rocks and through dark valleys. We just have to be willing to be led by him, to trust in the Lord. When we receive the Eucharist every weekend, we stay in a close relationship with our Good Shepherd Jesus, who loves us. So even when we get lost and go astray, when we ignore our Good Shepherd or resist him, he follows us to find us and lead us back from behind. And so St. Patrick's prayer is right. Christ